Dietra, Dietra K Weaver, Weaver, 7859. Today's 2-1. Chief complaints. I need a primary care physician, number one. Number two, history of severe dizziness, most consistent with vestibular neuritis. Number three, I have a history of thalassemia minor. Number four, leg swelling. Number five, I need to have my thyroid checked. Number six, atrial fibrillation, history of. Number seven, my ears feel funny ever since I was diagnosed with vestibular neuritis. Number eight, she's undergoing physical therapy for her vestibular neuritis. She's starting today. Number eight, or number nine, whatever, arm pain, next to me, dizziness, off and on. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman whom I met with her husband yesterday. She's looking for a primary care physician and decided yesterday that she wanted to make us her primary care office, period. The paragraph, she was hospitalized last year with severe dizziness, what sounded like vestibular neuritis with a negative workup, but she did develop atrial fibrillation during the hospitalization. Subsequently saw a cardiologist. Had a Holter monitor done for a whole month, in parenthesis, King's, K-I-N-G-S monitor. Subsequently was told that no longer needs to be taking any Coumadin or blood thinner and currently is not taking any medications at this time period. In the paragraph, she has had no palpitations. She does have family history, WPW, and heart problems in her family. Nevertheless, she feels funny in her right ear where the whole problem started from time to time. She owns a car wash business with her son, and whenever she's around heavy equipment, she can hear humming sounds, which are abnormal in the right ear. Medications, none. Medical problems, vestibular neuritis, atrial fibrillation, very short time. The specialist thought it was related to her vestibular neuritis. COVID immunization, none. Surgery, C-section times three, and a total hysterectomy. My ovaries are gone as well. Last period, this is social, 30 years ago, been married 46 years, has four children, no smoking, no drinking, has a car wash business and a graphic design business. Review of system, history of a family history of thalassemia minor, as well as patient having thalassemia minor, leg pain, history of atrial fibrillation. She feels like there's something around her neck, but nothing is there. History of vestibular neuritis, dizziness, palpitation, mild gastroesophageal reflux, but she doesn't want to take any medications for it at this time. Also see above, allergy codeine, family history, coronary artery disease, breast cancer in, no, family, coronary artery disease, no breast cancer, mom died of myocardial infarction with history of thyroid problems, heart problems, age 93, dad died of lung cancer, heavy smoker. A maintenance exam, mammogram some time ago, ordered one today. I ordered one today, colonoscopy 5 years ago. An exam, 149 pounds, weight hasn't changed much, 98%, 97.9, 1680 over 90. Repeat. 140 over 70. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft. TMs are clear. Skin shows the lateral and the cusped hemorrhagic vocal extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number 1. First of all, blood pressure is elevated. She tells me her blood pressure at home is perfect. We'll have to check blood pressure on a regular basis. Call me. Next number. I checked her echocardiogram with history of atrial fibrillation. No valvular abnormality was noted, and there was no evidence of LVH or RVH noted. Next number, because of dizziness and vestibular neuritis, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, history of thalassemia minor. We'll check blood work and check liver function test, as well as ferritin and iron levels. Next number, this funny feeling around her neck. She's not interested in workup. She's had, during the hospitalization, has had CTs and evaluation of her chest and neck in the past. I'm going to get an H. pylori today along with the blood work to make sure she doesn't have an H. pylori. Next number, she does not like to take any medication, so she doesn't want to take a PPI at this time. Next number, family history of heart disease. Next number, vestibular neuritis stable. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number, reevaluate condition in 1 week. Next number, check blood work. Next number, because of pitol edema, I ordered a TSH. No sign of DVT or PVD was noted today. Next number, there's no abnormality within the pelvis. Next number, slight fatty liver noted. Next number, her gallbladder looks normal. Next number, kidney and spleen looks normal. Next number, not interested in any immunization. Thank you.